Good morning, Yeshikayach to the Chazonim. Learning should be discussed to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So continuing along the topic of Meshleach Manos for women. So the Aruch HaShulchan, one of the important commentators, Poskim, so he actually opines and has a very interesting contrast regarding his understanding of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham said that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that women should give Shalach Manos, the rabbi made. Magen Avraham says, but Poyol, in practice, he doesn't see women doing it, but the husband should give on behalf of their wives. So the question is, if the husband's doing it on behalf of his wife, how much Meshleach Manos does he have to give? Could he give one Meshleach Manos and that would work for both, or not? So he says one Meshleach Manos, two food items to one person, with the husband and the wife, would suffice. And that would be enough for the husband and the wife, because the husband and the wife are like one body, and as long as he's doing the mitzvah for her, they can do it together. But the Bshlem is Alman Eirbach says a careful reading of the Magen Avraham would seem to not conclude like that opinion. Because the Magen Avraham says that the husband should send on behalf of his wife to many people, implying that there should be a separate gift from the husband for the wife, one for him and one for the wife, and it should be a double package. Another interesting So that's an interesting question. Practically, and we'll get into that more, but if it's given on behalf of the family, then one could give to a woman. we're going to get more to that because the Ramah does conclude that the custom is for the man to give to a man and the woman to a woman. So therefore, over here, where the man's giving on behalf of his wife, it gets a little tricky. So perhaps if there's one package that has four gifts in it and it's coming from the family, then that would not be just a man to a man. It's kind of like a familial package, and that would get around this issue of the man not giving to a woman. Now, another interesting point, which the place can discuss, is does the man have to inform his wife? And someone was asking the Shaila earlier this week, so here's the answer. Does the man have to inform his wife that he's fulfilling the mitzvah? Let's say, you have a wife that's not religious, and the husband's religious, and she's not interested in Meshleach Manos, and he wants to have her fulfill the mitzvah. Does she have to know about it? So the Pais can point out something interesting, that when it comes, here's a distinction between Meshleach Manos and Matanos Lavyanim. When it comes to Meshleach Manos, because one of the reasons for Meshleach Manos is to increase in the unity, so therefore it would be important for the gift receiver and the gift giver to know that it's being given. Because that's the whole point, to increase the friendship between the people. So if you give it anonymously and the woman doesn't know, so according to that opinion that the reason for Meshleach Manos is to increase friendship, you'd be lacking that. But according to the other reason, that it's just to give someone some food items to fulfill the mitzvah, then you wouldn't have to let the wife know. So it would be dependent on that debate that we discussed in the previous weeks. So by Meshleach Manos, there is a strong argument that you should let the woman know. And if you're in a real tight situation, you could still fulfill the mitzvah according to certain opinions. Whereas when it comes to Matanos Lavyoinim, giving a gift to two poor people, so over there the Paiskim say, no, it's not required for the woman to know. Because at the end of the day, you're doing a mitzvah on the other person's behalf. The main thing is the poor person should get, and then the woman fulfilled the mitzvah if you're giving it on her behalf. Another interesting point is regarding children. We'll discuss children in the coming days. Have a wonderful day.
This is 7:15 this afternoon.